Hello, and welcome to the new edition of Entertainment with Lucifer and the Hobo King. The Hobo King has decided to be absent from this episode, and as such, I would be doing it by myself. Now, the first thing we were going to talk about was the Vita. So, let me bring you some instructions on the Vita, or actually show you some stuff from the Vita. Well, not really show, but talk about some stuff from the Vita. Let's go with that. First thing is, I wanted to talk about the hard and soft copies that the Vita and Sony were going to have. Now, Sony has decided to have both hard copies, which is like discs and disc-type games, and soft copies, which would be same games, just you'd have to download them. I personally will continue buying hard copies. I like hard copies, and I usually only get hard copies because they're much harder to lose, break, you know. And even if you lose them or break them, yes, you would not have the game, but it's different having a soft copy, because a soft copy usually is, like, screwy. Let's go with that. I know it's better for them, I know it's cheaper to make a soft copy than it is a hard copy. It's cheaper to actually produce it, because they don't have to make the games, and all they have to do is make the game, but they don't have to, like, make the discs or the boxes or anything. But I personally prefer hard copies. I don't know your opinions. If you want to put up your opinions, you can do so. On our blog at lhkgaming.blogspot.com. I think that's it. Haven't been on it in a while. Second thing I wanted to talk about the Vita was the Wi-Fi 3G and the first edition, which are going to be coming out. They're coming out about a week apart. The first edition is coming out on the 15th, and then the Wi-Fi / 3G version are coming out on the 22nd, I believe. Now, in here in America, the first edition is a 3G edition of the Vita. It comes for $350 plus tax, so it depends on your state of where you live. But the first edition comes with two games and 4 gigs of memory and stuff like that. I personally believe it does come with a free 3G thing, but I personally believe that a first edition is not worth it if it is $100 or let's say even $50 more. I do understand, unless you're going to get the game that they give you, I personally really don't see the appeal of getting it. Yes, you would get it a week before, but it's not such a big deal that you need to really worry about it. On the other hand, the two systems that are coming out on the 22nd, which is the same thing as what's coming out on the 15th, there's pretty much no difference. Yeah, it comes with a limited Vita case, but you will probably be able to buy it at GameStop anyways. So, for me personally, I think the 3G version of the Vita is sort of pointless. I was thinking of getting it, but then, if you really think about it, paying $30 for 3 gigabytes of information that you would be able to travel over their network on AT&T is, I don't think it's worth it. I have a phone that does that. Well, it does better than that, but you know what I mean. Everyone has a phone. I don't really think you need to have a 3G version of it. I'm pretty sure most of us who have phones can actually make the phones into hotspots, so you should be able to actually play it anywhere you go just by the Wi-Fi version alone. The Wi-Fi version, I personally believe it's better. I do know that the 3G version that's on the 22nd comes with an extra free game and a free month of 3G, which is called the first edition. I think they both are called the first edition, but I personally think the 3G is pointless. As you see, I have no counterbalance today of the Hobo King due to the fact that, as I said, he decided not to be here. After playing with the Vita, I believe that the OS software on it was really cool. The OS software on usual phones and stuff, and iPods and stuff like that, usually doesn't close things. On this, if you have 6 windows open, the 7th window will be automatically closed whatever the earliest thing you opened was. So pretty much it wastes less memory of the active memory of the Vita. Even though I don't know if it's going to be a big difference. I know when I was playing it today, a buddy of mine, as I said, had it. It was much more fun than I thought it was going to be. It does have a cool screen. The screen does get very oily, but you can easily fix that by getting a screen protector. It's not a really big deal. It's a bit bigger than the 3DS, but that's normal. But it looks like the PSP. It doesn't feel like that. It does feel really nice. After a while, I really, really got used to it. It has really cool screens. Everything's really crystal clear. The camera features on it are shitty, to say the least. But most of us have a phone that can do the same thing. My phone has a better camera, so I believe it's a shitty quality on the PS Vita, but you don't really need to use the video features. I don't know if you would. I personally think if you have a phone that has better quality, just use the phone. It's the same thing with the 3DS. I'd rather use my phone camera than the 3DS camera, even though the 3DS camera does take 3D pictures, which is, and movies supposedly, which is supposed to be cool. The games that are coming for the Vita are, some of them are really, really good names, let's see here, Uncharted, which will be on the 15th, Lumines, if anyone likes that. There's Little Deviants, and Ridge Racer, Ninja Gaiden. Games like that are, of course, fun. If you want the actual dates, the dates that are coming out would be on the 14th is FIFA Soccer, Lumines, Rayman Origins, Virtual Tennis 4, Asphalt Injections, Blaze Blue, F1, and Michael Jackson. That's what's coming out on the 14th. Michael Jackson, The Experience, I'm sorry. And then the 15th, which is when the Vita first comes out, like the first edition at GameStop, and I'm pretty sure all the stores are gonna have. It's gonna be Uncharted, Hot Shots Golf, Wipeout 2048, Mod Nation Racers, Little Deviants. As I said before, it's a fun game. Reality Fighters, Ultimate Marvel Universe, and Ben 10. Some of those names, as you see, are really good. Uncharted: Golden Abyss, which is one of the first things I said that's coming out on the 15th, is a really fun game. I love Uncharted. Uncharted, the whole trilogy was really, really fun. Can't wait for this one. I haven't played it. I was hoping that there would be the Japanese version that my friend had, but he didn't give it to me, or he didn't have it. I'm not sure. I know Gravity Rush, which was a fun game. I know a lot of people were waiting for that. I don't know what happened to that, but I do see that it's now got pushed back a bit in the States, which, it isn't bad. That and what's the other game? I forgot. There's another game that was supposed to come on the 22nd. I believe it's called Resistance. There, that's what it was. It's Resistance: Burning Skies, and that got pushed back till like the 5th, 05 of the month. Sorry, very tired. So that's not bad. The other release titles on the 21st, which is the day before everyone would get it, unless you got the first edition, which would be Shinobada, Ridge Racer, and Touch My Katamari, sorry. Some of the Ridge Racer, from what I've seen, I haven't played it, but I've seen a lot of videos of it being played through, and it looks like it might be a good game. I'm not too sure. It looks funner than it is. I've played Ninja Gaiden, which is coming out on the 22nd when the Vita comes out. I can't wait for that. That's gonna be fun. So, except for Ninja Gaiden, you're gonna have Dungeon Hunters, Dynasty Warrior, and Army Corps. I do know that Sony has become very cheap, which is not really their fault. They want to make more money. And as such, I had to get myself the core charger, because I personally like to charge my game systems as I'm driving, if I have them with me. Because when, let's say, I go to school or I go to work or I do something else and I'm in my car, and I know I'm going to have some free time as I'm doing this, I do like having my game system charged because I know some of them do die very fast. This is one of those times the Vita's battery life, so far from what I could tell, only lasts about 4 to 4.5 hours. I know I use it a lot and I use it on all its highest settings of all the crap, so I know it's different than what other people would get, but I think mine was with gameplay was 4.5 hours. I believe that's what it was when I did time it, but I can't tell you 100% sure because I don't know where the paper is now of what we timed for the Vita. I do know the car charger looks really cool, but as I said, it's $17. You have to buy an extra cord for it, which is $19. So altogether, it's going to be around $32, $33 with tax, which is sort of not cool. It's gay on their part, which, well, who can help it? But if you, they also, I know, have a $50 just charge kit, so like it has a time and a half of what the Vita's battery life would be, and you can carry that with you. I don't think that's worth it. I'd rather just charge it in my car. Again, that's me. I'm me personally, that's what I would do. So I can't tell you all what to do with that. I believe that it is worth it though. I also believe that if you can hook up your, you're gonna have to get the hookup cables, the USB cables for the Vita anyways. If you want to put music, or if you want to, let's say, I don't know what you would do with it. I know people did jailbreak, so if you want to do that, to do that, you would need the USB cable, probably. Now, not always 100% sure, but you probably would. So, can't tell you if you do or not, Donald, because I can't condone or don't condone this. I personally would jailbreak something if I could. I have jailbreak stuff before because I think it makes you have an open or more open system than what you do before. And I also think it, if you buy something, it's yours. People can't tell you not to or to jailbreak something. They could, but I don't think they should because it's your system. You should be able to do whatever you want with it. You shouldn't have all these rules on it. I also believe that when you jailbreak the system, yes, there's some problems with it, like people hack it and give you free games and stuff, but that's not what jailbreaking is about. Jailbreaking is about more having like an open SSH and all that stuff. I can't tell you what you would do with the, I don't even know what the jailbreak will look like. The Japanese probably have it. I didn't really look online if they did or not. I was going to, I thought about it, but I was going to do that when as my co-partner was supposed to be here, and we were going to do that together. We didn't. I was also going to put this on Facebook and Twitter today, which again got pushed back. My fault. I rely on other people too much. I should stop doing that. That's the problem I'm having for, but that's okay. You can't. You always have to rely on someone. Oh well, I digress. As you hear the, if you hear, I flip pages. I actually wrote everything with a fountain pen today. I had a dip fountain pen. I like using those. I think they're better than the ball pens, but everyone has their own preference. I can't tell you what to use. It's, I love fountain pens. I've gotten really used to them. I like calligraphy. That's how I learned when I first was born, of using and writing on paper. And it did help at one point. I could actually write without chicken scratch. Now my handwriting is back to like chicken scratch. It's actually, my handwriting is more like a doctor's handwriting now than it should be. Because people can't read what the heck I wrote. I can write whatever I want. And I usually will get A's just because the teacher will look at it and say, "Who? What?" Yeah, they don't understand what the hell I write. That's one of the reasons if I have really big projects, I do everything on the computer. It doesn't matter. Anyway, so Soul Calibur was one of the things I really wanted to talk to you all about today. And that's a game that came out, Soul Calibur 5 actually, came out a bit ago, I think 2 or 3 weeks ago, by my count. But I can't tell you when. If you give me 1 sec, I will. But I wanted to talk about its gameplay. I wanted to talk about the pros and cons of changing its rating. I think they should change its rating, but at the same time, there are pros and cons of everything we do, so I did want to talk about that. Also wanted to talk about the characters they have, some of which became really overpowered, and characters like Devil Jin, you know, stuff like that. If you give me one sec, so, I'll talk to you about that. Soul Calibur 5. Wow, I can't spell today. Sorry. Again, I digress. If I have to find something, I digress into my own low world. Soul Calibur 5 came out unknown. I do like that. I like when, if you look on a website, like GameStop's app thing, it will tell you that it's unknown of when it came out, which, that's really funny. It really says that there's no, I love it. Oh, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter when it came out. It came out recently. Let's go with that. I got the $85 edition, which is the book version. It came with some cool features like a sound disc and some other stuff. It was really fun. It came with a bobblehead because that was GameStop's pre-order thing, whatever. So, let's talk about the characters first. And actually, there's actually really two characters I wanted to talk about. Maybe three. Let's go with three characters. One of which is Nightmare, Devil Jin, and the Lizard Man. I know that's not his name, but I love it. Like, that's what I'm going to call him from now on, because that's what I've been making fun of him as. Actually, I've been making fun of him as upgraded Yoshi. He evolved. If anyone's watched Pokemon, it's really funny. But let's first talk about Nightmare. Nightmare in this game has become so overpowered that it's pretty much like Soul Calibur 2. Yeah, he doesn't have the move where he can open his chest and shoot, but it's pretty much the same thing. In some of the game modes, I've tried to beat him, and even with the cheapest moves with Devil Jin, it's still really hard to beat him, which is, the other character, as I said, was Devil Jin. I've used him before. I've used him to actually beat a few characters. He's really fun. He pretty much has dark wings, and he looks like an angel, and he has this laser coming out of his eye. He's really fun to use. So, I've used him, and he's a really cheap character, but he's really fun to use, and he can fly, because Soul Calibur makes you fly, which is actually really, really funny. That's beyond the point. The other character was Lizard Man, and Lizard Man is a lizard. From Soul Calibur 4 and 3, he's become much more powered. He's actually up there now. I would say he's in like the top 3 or 4 characters who are overpowered. Or not really even overpowered, but powered up. Whatever you want to say. He's like up there with the rankings though. He now has bird wings. I don't know why you would put bird wings to Lizard Man. I really don't. I got really angry when I saw it. But now it's actually really become funny. So, bird wings it is. I've been using bird wings. Really fun to use. But I personally like him. And as I said, he did evolve. And evolving is always fun. That is a Pokemon reference again. Unlike Pikachu, who's now like level 500. And he still didn't evolve. But who knows. I believe that Soul Calibur did need to change its ratings, as I said, from T to M, because the pros of changing it would be that you could have blood, gore, you could make the killings look cooler, you could do some extra graphic features that they don't use right now. Yet the cons of it would be that it would be more like Mortal Kombat than what it is now. Right now, it's a fighting game, but it's different than some fighting games, and I do love the customization. In this game, the customization is really fun, and it's really, really big. You can pretty much customize a lot of it, almost everything, to be honest. Yeah, unlike Soul Calibur 4, where you could customize and you could have unlimited HP. It wasn't unlimited, but I could stand in the middle of the game and you couldn't kill me. In this game, the armor does really little to almost nothing, I think. But it does look much cooler, and you can customize it much, much more. And as I said, the cons of making it from T to M would be that it would be more like Mortal Kombat, Not sure that's the way they would want to go, but I do know it. I personally think it would be better if it had the blood and gore, and you could like break people's hands and stuff like that where they can't use something. But I don't know if they will ever make that. Ugh, sorry. The other thing I wanted to talk about is the PSN account changes. PS3 has sent an email to all its users saying that they will change from the PSN, which they have now, to PlayStation Entertainment, which they want to move over to like TV versions. I do understand that. I don't know if they should or shouldn't do it. I prefer PSN just because I've gotten used to it now, but I really don't think it matters. As long as the store and everything stays the same, and they did say everything was going to stay the same, I honestly don't think it matters if they change it or not. And the email, as you saw on February 7th, 2012, said, important notice, change the terms of service and policy. And then it went on to say that Sony PlayStation Network accounts will be renamed as a Sony Entertainment Network accounts, and they pretty much didn't really do anything. And the next time you sign in, which should everything should stay the same, you'll be asked to agree to the new terms and conditions. The new terms explain that the location-based servers offering through the PlayStation Vita system, there will be like sub-accounts and stuff like that. Who really doesn't really matter. I don't. Privately, I don't read any of the stupid terms and conditions when I sign them. No, I don't think anyone does. They're like 5 billion pages long. I've never read them. I've always said they're stupid, and I'm not going to read them now. I did look at them, as you saw. I read you some of them because I have the email. I actually pulled it up before because it was really funny to see that they actually sent something, but that doesn't matter. Other thing I was going to talk about was, well, we were going to talk about this was his part of the discussion that he's not here for, so I'm going to talk about it. It's the Oklahoma anti-bullying law tax. Now, they tried this in California. It failed miserably. California had to pay some money. Why they would try it again, I don't know. They say that gaming gives like all this bullshit extra stuff. I think it does very little, but that's my personal opinion, because I think all gaming really does is destroy your concentration, where you will be more concentrated on games than you do on anything else. I don't think it's a bad or good thing, because I play video games all the time. As such, you can see my voice never changed. That's a little humor I put in there. For me, only for me it would be humorous, but I should talk like this soon. Oh, it doesn't matter. I think it's a stupid tax. I don't think they should do it. I don't think it will pass. I'll be very surprised if it passed. Very surprised. Half-Life 3, still no news on that. I was hoping they would put some news on soon. They really didn't. They've been keeping us at bay. I'm hoping that within the next future, like, few months, they will give a release date, or at least say they're making it, or if they're not, they say they're not. Because I would rather have Half-Life 3, I would love to play it. But if they don't make it, I want them to tell me they're not making it. And I also don't want them to do what they did with Duke Nukem, which is hold it for like 12 years, and then when it comes out, it's gonna be shit. And I don't know if you like the Duke Nukem or don't. I think that Duke Nukem wasn't the best game, to be honest. I wanted to. I tried to say it was a good game, as I did tell the Hobo King that when we were playing online, that I liked the game. I really don't. I can't. I'd love to play it. I just can't. They made it so shitty, and I don't know why they would do something like that, but they did. I saw that there was a Mass Effect save game thing. That was really. People read into way too many things. People shouldn't do it. I don't understand why they do it, but they do. So they released that you have to keep your save games, or you should keep your save games. Why you would read into that, I don't know. But people always read into things. Maybe it does have a meaning to something. I know some people were making fun that it was like a release to the Half-Life 3 thing, but it doesn't matter. The point is that you should always... On the Xbox, you should always keep your saved games. You don't delete them. On the computer, you don't delete your saved games. You just keep them. It doesn't matter. It might take some space, but it doesn't take that much space to delete them all the time. All the saved games I've ever played, I have on my Xbox, I have on my PS3, I have on my PSP, I have on my 360, Wii, Nintendo Wii, I have it on all my... I pretty much keep it, I don't care. Unless I want to redo the whole thing, and I have had times when I do want to redo, like, the whole game system, and it always is fun to redo something, so I do sometimes, like, delete my saved game and redo it, but that's the only time you would, and if you get the new games, you can actually just make a new save file and continue with that. You don't actually have to delete your old saved file. I don't know why you would. Again, I personally don't know why you would delete your saved files, but if you do delete your saved files, please tell me why and post it. I would love to read that. Maybe I'll read it on my next podcast if anyone actually posts something. I haven't had anyone post in a while. Doesn't matter. Last night on the, what was this, 7th? Yeah, 7th. On Tuesday was the 2012. So if you're listening to this at some point after the February 7th or 8th, 2012, this was on the 7th of February in 2012, the NCIS episode came, and it was the 200s episode. It was actually a really cool episode for geeks of NCIS and for non-geeks of NCIS alike. I love NCIS. I've watched NCIS for a while now. I have some friends who actually work in the real field of NCIS. I'm about to choke. Oh, I almost choked. Sorry. Let me chew gum and talk at the same time. It almost killed me there. Oh, that was great. That would have been a fun explanation. Yeah, he was choking and... he was talking and he was eating gum and started choking. Instead of spitting the gum out, he's continued on talking and almost choked himself. That would be a really funny explanation to how that happened. Oh well. So the 200th episode of NCIS came, as I said, and it was a really good episode. I really hope they have another maybe 200 episodes, maybe more. It still hasn't become boring, which is cool. So House had a new episode on Monday. I like House. House hasn't become... It has, but it hasn't become, like, boring. I still like it to the point where I will watch it, and it's still fun to watch. I think they're becoming a bit more repetitive now. NCIS has always been repetitive, because it's almost always the same thing. You always have to solve a case, but I think NCIS has, like, this huge... I don't know why. I probably just like the actors a lot. I don't know. I like... Hugh Laurie too, so I don't know. It doesn't matter. Anyway, that's pretty much it. That's all I wanted to talk to you all about in the second installment of my and the Hobo Kings podcast. This has been Lucifer, and I'll talk to you all later. My friend is still, DJ Scratching is still making the music for us. Still go support him, listen to his music, whatever you want to do. He has some really good music. Or had. Last time I listened to it, he had some really good music, let me not lie. So, I don't know. Anyway, I'll talk to y'all later. And have fun. Have a good day. Take care.